Tony Slaman. For 26 years now, the city of Jacksonville has been talking about the landing, what to do with it, how to make it more bustling. You've owned it for 10 years. Tonight's workshop will look at some changes that might be on the table. What's your thinking about the future of this property?
Well, tonight our goal is to get input from the community to talk about the idea of parking, better parking, opening up the lower street corridor. Right now, market conditions are better than they've been in a long time, and we're really seriously thinking that the mixed use idea will really work this time. And city leadership's in place. We've got a mayor that he's concerned about downtown. He wants it to change. He wants it to be better. He's involved with it. We got a new DIA board and his chairman that are excited about it. Downtown Vision's excited about it. Chamber of Commerce has been really behind it a lot. So, I think everything's lined up now for something to happen. And, people of Jacksonville deserve something. They need a great downtown. You have it everywhere. We've got the most beautiful downtown in all the country. We got the river. We got the most beautiful river in the world, I'd say. So, now's the time for something to happen, and now's time to turn it around.
Andre Wallace, CEO of the Downtown Investment Authority, you're heading up this workshop tonight at the main library. You want the public's input about this. Why is that important, do you think, as we look at some of these changes Tony Slaman mentioned, possibly condos at the landing, or even cutting it open so that if you're on Laura Street, you've got a clear view of the St. John's River? Can you share with us what you think might be happening at this workshop tonight and what your thoughts about the landing are?
First and foremost, tonight's event is very good for Jacksonville because, first and foremost, it gives the public an opportunity to talk about some of the things they like to see have happen. Tony and I have had numerous conversations about making sure that whatever we do is a market-driven approach. So we want to hear from the market. So the market is basically everyone living here in Jacksonville and talk about what we should be doing next. That's going to give us an opportunity to work with Tony in a true public-private partnership to come up with some design schematic concepts that will then allow us to basically get into more of the numbers, brick and mortar sense conversations. But that conversation won't take place tonight. But first and foremost, we don't want to kill what the actual vision could be. And so that's why this conversation this evening is very important.
And again, that workshop is tonight at 6:00 at the downtown main library. If you want to give your opinion right now, though, about the future of the Jacksonville Landing, the number to dial into our show is 549-2937. Terry Lawrence, Executive Director, Downtown Vision, Inc., you've been vocal about this topic for a number of years, that this is a core asset. The face of downtown for visitors to Jacksonville, it might be all they get to see if they visit Jacksonville. And you see the need for making some of these changes, yes?
Absolutely. If you ask anyone where the landing is, they know of the landing as the icon of downtown Jacksonville. They may not know where Hemming Plaza is, but they know where the Jacksonville Landing is. It is our front door. It is the face of downtown. It is what people may walk away with for their perception of downtown when they visit the landing. So we're really excited about this.
And it's 549-2937 to join the show. Tony Slaman, what would you say to cynics? We're already getting some tweets from listeners saying, we've been hearing this talk for years. You're never going to be able to do anything with that property, especially now that the St. John's Town Center is drawing lots of traffic. What's your response to that?
Well, like I said earlier, we've never had the leadership since I've owned it for the last 10 years. We've never had the leadership in place that wanted something to happen downtown. We've got it now. I believe, and you're right, Melissa. It's funny. I'm going to the Beaches Businessmen's Club meeting today at lunchtime, and for 10 years I've been telling the same thing every day, and I've been going to this in this time of the year for the last maybe 15 years, not 10 years. And I know the question they're going to ask me today is, here we go again. Well, let me tell you, this time I feel like it's going to get done. And I'll say it again, the city leadership is in place for us to get this deal done. So to the listeners, we are going to get the landing done this time.
Let's go to your calls and comments. Tonight's free workshop at the Downtown Library will ask for your input on the future of the Jacksonville Landing. What do you think? 549-2937. Let's go to John on the south. Do we have John on the south side? John on the south side. Oh, no, we lost that call. But, John, give us a call back at 549-2937. Let's go to Brenda in St. Augustine. If we could put her in the queue, please. Brenda in St. Augustine. Let's get her in the queue. Hi, Brenda. Are you with us? Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Brenda.
My suggestion is, in a nutshell, that we basically blow it up with a beautiful fireworks display, just admitting that it's time to move on and create a world-class permaculture installation there. Permaculture is a sustainable way of feeding ourselves.
So why not improve what's already there, Brenda?
I beg your pardon?
Why not improve what's already there?
Well, I think it's been a mistake from the get-go. I've lived in Jacksonville my entire life, and when we put it up, I was like, goodness, you completely shut off the river to the city, and I just always thought the architecture was like a really bad, you know, fast food restaurant or something. It's awful, and I would love to see it blown up. I've gone downtown for blowing up all the old hotels. You know, it's such an amazing thing to do, just to say, so along with that, we're going to start all the way over with something brand new.
What if that's not financially possible?
I think anything is financially possible.
And that's Brenda in St. Augustine. Andre Wallace, if you were able to hear her comments, what do you think?
I understand her comments. However, from a financial feasible standpoint, there are existing leases with restaurants that are there at the actual property itself. So that's going to be very difficult for Tony, the developer, to come in and basically, as she talks about, wiping the project, totally demolishing it. At this particular point in time. And so from a financial feasibility standpoint, we have to look at how do we retool and how do we remodel the actual property itself and paying very close attention to the existing tenants that Tony already has. So it's not going to be any different than anybody else, any other city that's actually had to go in and retool some very valuable real estate property. Her comment about can it be done? It can be done from a remodeling and retooling standpoint.
Terry Lawrence, what would be involved in, if you're standing on Lower Street, say, and looking south toward the landing, tell us what it would, the logistics and the cost of cutting open a centerpiece, which is on the table now, so that you could have a straight view of the waterfront and the river. That's part of what's being looked at.
I'm not sure if I can speak to the technical aspects of that, but we are looking at the ability to open up the landing, to have it relate more to downtown, not just the river, so that there could be the possibility of having performances and events that interact with the street, interact with the surrounding areas, and actually blur the lines a little with what we're talking about.
Let's go to Mike. He's at Mayo Clinic on the south side. Hey, Mike, good morning. Thanks for your call.
Good morning, Melissa. I just have two quick comments. I'm a 25-year resident of Jacksonville, and it's been a long time since I've been to the landing because I don't feel compelled to buy any of the merchants or restaurants that are there. But I would be compelled if, one, you had much easier parking. And I often envision that dirt lot that's sort of north and a little bit west as being about the only available space. And right now you park in dirt or roughed up concrete when you go over there. So if that could ever become connected, decent parking, that would be a great reason for me to come to the landing. And the second, if you could start to attract some restaurants like are dominating the St. John's Town Center, such as Capitol Grill, the Fish Place, Seasons 52.
Right.
That would compel me to come downtown and actually spend some money and time on the river.
That's Mike. Okay. Mike at Mayo Clinic. Thanks, Mike. Tony Slayman, you've heard those before. I know you have.
I'm going to tell you, Mike, thank you. You're right on. Parking is an issue. We've got, you know, tonight we're going to show you, we're going to look at stuff about that. And my goal is when we start opening it up, is to go after those type of restaurants and bars, because that's what bring people down. That's what will bring people down there. So you're going after we get this done, you'll be a regular customer down there, and you're right on with those two things.
You've been trying to resolve the parking issue for how many years now?
Well, Rouse tried it for 18 years, and then when I bought it, I thought I was going to get it done, and I've had it for 10. So it's been 26, 27 years that we've been trying to get parking, yes.
And the major roadblock has been what, would you say? A number of factors, but in a nutshell.
Right. It's just, you know what? It's never been, I'll say it again, it's never been the leadership to get it done.
And you think that exists now?
And that exists today.
Let's go to Rhea in San Marco. Hi, Rhea. Thanks for your call. Good morning. Oh, we lost Rhea, but it's 549-2937 to join First Coast Connect. Larry on the South Side's with us. Hey, Larry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. One of the things I wanted to address with you all is I'm a boater in Jacksonville, and I used to enjoy going down to the landing and docking down there for a bite to eat, enjoying some of the views, what have you. But now over half of the docking down there is taken up by party boats, the taxi, etc. And, the party boat itself is a piece of junk. It looks all rusty and cruddy, and it blocks the view from the landing. I'm wondering why they can't move those commercial interests further down, perhaps down past underneath the bridge, so that we can allow some of our boats to come back in there. And that was one of the things I think that a lot of people enjoy coming down and seeing the boats tied up alongside.
So more boat access. Thank you, Larry. That's Larry on the South Side. Is that Terry, Andre, is that part of the vision for these changes?
Yes, I just need a little clarification because I don't believe there is a party boat that is docked at the landing. There is the river taxi. That hasn't changed in years. I do think that Mr. Slayman would agree with you that getting boat access to the site is key to the future development.
Lots of tweets. Go ahead.
Absolutely. The boats are very important for the landing. And Terry's right. We don't have any party boats. We've had a lot of party boats trying to come in and dock there, but we won't let them stay there. You know, they can stay overnight. And the taxi's been at the same place for years. So we need the river taxi. That's that moves people around from the south bank to the north bank.
Lots of tweets, meanwhile, as we discuss tonight's workshop, looking at the future of the Jacksonville Landing. David tweets the show, parking, parking, parking. A dedicated garage has been promised since it was built. Put in an IMAX movie theater. Claire tweets the show, it would be great to have express bus service to and from the landing from the beaches. From Myrna, how about quarterly music festivals? And then from Sandy, no, don't go with the commercial restaurants. Go for eclectic eateries and shops with local goods. Lots of feedback. Let's go to Alex in Riverside. He's on the line at 549-2937. Hello, Alex. Thanks for your call. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. I have just two quick points. One, I'm originally from Tampa, and in Tampa they have a beautiful aquarium down there. And what it does is it kind of discusses how the Florida water system works as you travel through it. I think that would be really nice to incorporate into the landing that, you know, so much of Jacksonville is based around the river and the beaches, yet you don't really see too much of that in the downtown area. And that would be kind of cool to see that incorporated somehow, maybe like a catwalk style aquarium going across the front or just using that. And my other quick point is that I don't feel like people have a reason to stay when they come downtown. You know, if they come down for an event or a concert or something, they come in and then they leave. You know, maybe incorporating some type of markets into the landing or a grocery store or something, you know, that gives people more of a reason to want to actually move into the downtown area. So, you know, I feel like people are going to have a better reason to move in and stay if they've got, sustainability within the downtown core and not just let's go in for a Saturday night party or something like that.
And that's Alex in Riverside. Alex, thanks. Andre Wallace, that's part of your overall vision, heading up the Downtown Investment Authority, correct?
Absolutely. One of the things Alex talked about is a true sustainable downtown itself. That's why I'm having this particular workshop to really talk about the type mix of uses for the actual property itself. We will definitely discuss residential this evening. We'll definitely discuss what's the definition of retail, you know, types of restaurants with local restaurants as well as with national chains itself, as well as other retail particular components. But once again, it's all about being sustainable for downtown as well as it being market driven.
And you've all been vocal about the need to do this as a public-private partnership. Realistically, what can the city contribute to these types of visioning plans?
Well, we all need to get together and work it out. It's an investment for the future of Jacksonville, for downtown. we're both going to have to sit down. We're both going to have to figure it out. It's going to take money to do it, and we've got to both sit down and work on that and try to get it done.
Terry Lawrence.
We continue to talk about the major nodes of downtown and that there are three of them. The Landing is clearly one. Hemming Plaza is another one. The city's released an RFP to look at a better management for that project. The third is the entertainment district, now called the Elbow. This Landing project is critical to getting that vision.
Chris on the south side's with us. So he's on the line. Hello, Chris. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, hi, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening, and I guess I'm going to piggyback on kind of where the other callers are going here. And just the major point is a reason. I think what Jacksonville has kind of failed to do, from my experience, and it's not that long, it's about 10 years, and that is to really create a one solid community. The city is so big and so, you know, large in terms of area that I know people on one side of the town that just say they had no reason to come to the other side of town. And yet it's one place, it's one city. So I think the Landing could be a great, you know, place that actually builds on what the community of this city is all about. And I think that starts with the people of this town, as opposed to bringing in the right restaurants or the right retailers to, you know, the arts communities. I think that's why Riverside Arts Market is working so well right now. It's because it's really figured out how to create a community of artists there. Mm. I think it's something big to think about.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for those thoughts. Andre, what about that?
He's on point in terms of from it being a destination aspect. Terry talked about earlier, when you do come into Jacksonville, you know, where are some of the places that people gravitate towards, and the Jacksonville Landing is one of the places. So that's one of the reasons why this particular workshop is important, is developing an iconic waterfront downtown.
Dick in Ponte Vedra's on the line. Hello, Dick. Thanks for calling the show. What are your thoughts today?
You're welcome, Melissa. My thoughts are this. I know that you have existing things that you say, well, they're there and we have to do something with them. I think we have to get off that type of vision. We have to look at the waterfront as a whole and take a whole look at planning a whole new, different, appealing waterfront like San Antonio.
Yeah.
I have never heard anyone say San Antonio related to this project for a long, long time. I was here when the Landing was opened, and it was a beautiful place. It had good stores in it, lovely restaurants. And now it looks like an abused subway station someplace in the metropolitan area. And that's awful. I just think you can't look at one thing without looking at the whole entire thing and not be resistant to change and not keep putting apartment buildings on the river. That's not a good use of the river as far as I'm concerned. I know that the developers think it's wonderful, but I think it's a bad use for the river.
Why do you think that, Dick?
Why do I think that?
Uh-huh.
Because it eliminates the possibility every time that new big, huge building is built on the river, that's one less space that can be developed as an attractive and appealing place, not only for local people, but for tourists as well. And that's what I think.
All right. And that's Dick out in Ponte Vedra. Thanks for the call, Dick. So Terry Lawrence, is this focus on the Landing neglecting the riverbank, the development all up and down the waterfront as a whole?
No, I actually agree with the caller. We have probably 100 acres of vacant land on the river. We do need a thoughtful approach, a long-term strategy of the river. I think that's come out clearly in recent conversations about Met Park, when I've heard city council members say Met Park wasn't meant to be for large events, and others are saying it is. So we haven't figured that out. Getting back to the Landing, though, the Landing is a separate issue. The Landing can be ready to go. It's a project that we can work around all those activities. And we're still talking about its role as being the major activator in terms of being the focus of where we're going to be bringing people downtown.
And Andre Wallace, the DIA is working on its master plan. It's downtown master plan. You're also, I understand, working to develop the authority so that you can borrow money independently. How critical will that piece be to all of these efforts?
Well, the redevelopment plan is critical because the redevelopment plan will chart the course for what we would do from 2014 all the way to 2025. One of the reasons why this workshop is so important is to talk about what's the vision for this. And this will allow us to then begin to talk about from a public capital aspect, what's going to be needed for us to incentivize and seek to spur other development itself. To Dick the caller's point, the landing is critical, but we're also not just looking at the landing this evening. We're also going to talk about its interconnectivity between the landing all the way down to the Times Union Performing Arts Center, you know, how it all interplays itself. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, is bringing all of this together.
Tony Slayman, you're hoping for a good turnout tonight.
I hope the people of Jacksonville, the listeners today, come to the main library tonight at 6. It's very important. We'd love to see everybody come to that meeting. It's going to be a great meeting.
Again, that's a workshop tonight at 6 o'clock at the Jacksonville Main Library on Laura Street, looking to get the public's input on future plans for the Jacksonville Landing. Thanks, all three of you, for giving us this valuable preview this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We were joined by Tony Slayman, owner of The Landing, Andre Wallace, CEO of the Downtown Investment Authority, and Terry Lawrence, executive director of Downtown Vision, Inc. More about this on our website, wjctnews.org, later today.